finger on how important it is to finish a season the right way, to finish a season strong, even if the record isn't going to look great.
You know, I think that's the goal from the beginning is to finish. Coach always says you got to finish because that's the point. And, you know, I absolutely believe in that. You know, what's the point in starting something that you don't intend to finish? And I intend to finish the season strong and, you know, healthy. And, you know, I feel like even though the record doesn't show it, I grew from the season and, you know, I learned a lot of things about the game. So I'm going to come back stronger next year.
Well, let's build on that question, Andre. How do you think right now you're a better running back than you were 2 months ago?
I think I understand a little bit more about our offensive philosophy here. You know, I feel like I've learned things and key pointers about, you know, the different run schemes we have, outside zone, inside zone, and gap schemes. And, you know, I learned a little bit about patience and, you know, what it means to play running back with my skill set in the league. You know, from then to now, I think I've definitely I've taken steps forward. Even in terms of catching the ball, I feel like I'm a better pass catcher. So, you know, definitely still things to grow on.
I'm sure when you come into the league, I mean, obviously everybody wants to win all the time. You can't always do that. But as a rookie, how difficult was the mental part of it, adjusting to the fact that the success has not been there maybe as much as you would like it to?
Well, you know, coming from BC, I had my struggles there. You know, there were seasons, you know, sort of like this one where there wasn't much to look forward to at the end of the season in terms of a championship or a bowl game. And, you know, you still have to figure out why it is you're suiting up to get on the field every day because, you know, if you don't have a reason, you're not getting anything out of it. So, you know, my main goal starting off this season was just to be able to finish the season healthy and get on the field. And, you know, so far I did that and so much more. You know, I started a handful of games and, you know, contributed to some of the success that we did have this season. So, you know, I'm still positive.
Do you feel like you're better, that experience has made you better that if from the time you were starting those games when Rashad was out before that you're more prepared now to play?
Absolutely. You know, starting, being able to start a game is invaluable. You know, playing in a game is different than starting. And, you know, just from those games that I got the opportunity to start, I do feel like I grew as a player.
Why is it different?
Well, you got to prepare a little bit differently, not necessarily physically, but mentally. You got to know that, you know, all right, well, once after that coin toss, you better be ready to go because you might be on the field right after that. So, you know, it's a different mindset that you have to be able to build and live in.
Did it take you a while to learn how to prepare properly for an NFL game?
It did, and you know I'm still learning. Sometimes you can know something and you're still not ready for it, you know, ready to take on that responsibility. But, you know, just time management during the week, you know, understanding how to be consistent, not just knowing, you know, what it is you need to do, but how can I be consistent in what it is that I'm doing. And, you know, like I said, I'm still learning and still trying to become a better player.
When you were starting before, it was pretty clear all through those weeks that you were going to be starting because he was out. How is it different this week where it's uncertain whether he was going to be able to play?
I mean, I don't really look at it as a different scenario. You know, I've been practicing as if I'm going to start this game. So, you know, that's the mentality that I have.